Indigo Girls, welcome for a first of what I hope will be many visits to Mixed Bag.
Thanks for having us.
Hey.
You'll have to forgive me if I do some of those things that you do on first interviews with people, but A, is it Indigo Girls or The Indigo Girls?
It's Indigo Girls.
Okay.
But we still say The Indigo Girls.
But we say that too. It really doesn't matter.
And the second obvious question is, where did the name come from?
Emily was out of town, and we needed a name, and I was looking through the dictionary for some ideas, and I saw that word and decided it was cool.
I was always out of town for all the big decisions.
But I asked her about it.
Yeah.
By the way, Indigo Girls are Amy Ray and Emily Saliers, and this is not a brand new collaboration. This one goes back a bit. When did you two first lay eyes on one another?
Gosh, I was 11. I'm 25 now, so 14 years ago. And Amy was 10.
What were the circumstances?
We were in a fight, no. We had a brawl out in the schoolyard.
We went to the same elementary school.
Same class, that whole routine?
She was a year older than me.
Ah.
We went to the same high school, too. I'd moved down for... I was born in New Haven, Connecticut. And my family moved down, and Amy's a native of Atlanta, so... That's... And we moved into the same neighborhood as her family lived in, and that's how we got to go to the same school, so... And then we started playing together at the end of high school, and ended up... I went to Tulane for 2 years, Amy to Vanderbilt for a year, and we both ended up transferring to Emory University in Atlanta by accident, really.
Really?
We hadn't planned on it.
That's quite a wonderful coincidence.
Yeah, we picked up the music where we left off and took it from there.
That's what I'm more interested in. Meeting in sixth grade or whatever is one thing, but discovering that there is this musical connection.
Mm-hmm.
When did that happen, and why did that happen?
It happened in 81 when we just started jamming together, and it was just... We just sort of both enjoyed singing, and then we started to be really good friends, and so it was kind of like an excuse to be able to get together and hang out, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, let's play guitars or something, you know? Because in high school, it's like, friendships can be, like, really intense, sort of, what I mean? Like, you talk about the moon and stars a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So we played together a lot, and we were, like, both, like, so into music, and it was fun. And then all of a sudden, I guess, like, in 84, 85, like... during Emory, when things started really picking up, we sort of went, wow, this is really working. And I wanted to do it forever anyway. I mean, I wanted to be a musician. That's what I wanted to do. But Emily kind of went, wow, this is working, so maybe I won't go to grad school after all.
I was always the stickler.
There are so many strains of other people's music that I hear in your music. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, who are the influences that... that you would care to acknowledge this morning?
Well, Joni Mitchell is really my hero and my musical idol. So she's been a big influence on my music, you know.
Can you think of specific songs or albums that really caught you, Emily?
Well, the first album of hers I heard was Hijira, or Hijira, however you say that.
Yeah, right.
And the title track to that album is still my favorite song in the whole world. And, I was just so struck by the way she used lyrics, and I've always kind of set her on a pedestal as a writer, and in my own writing have tried to achieve the kind of way that she can project an image with her words. Paint a picture, really, is what she does with a song.
That's really interesting, because that means you discovered her kind of midway into her thing. Did you then go back and pick up on all of those earlier things that she did?
That's exactly. As soon as I found that album, I went and I bought all the rest of her albums, you know. I was in college then, so I didn't have the money to buy them all in one day, but so I have all her albums, and I love them all.
And have you stayed interested in her work as she's gone through so many changes in this decade?
Yes, and one thing I admire about her is she's not afraid to experiment. She's not afraid to branch out at all.
Yeah.
She still is an excellent lyricist, no matter what kind of musical style she pursues, so.
Yeah. Amy, how about you?
I used to listen to a lot more folk. I've always liked Dylan a lot, but, And I like the greats, like some of the rock and roll greats, Led Zeppelin, Pretenders, Patti Smith. But right now, I'm really inspired by, like, one of my favorite groups is, like, The Replacements. I'm really inspired by Paul Westerberg's writing. I like singer-songwriters that are within a band, you know what I mean? Like, that are working within the realm of a band a lot of times. I tend to like more metal-type stuff now that's, more electric.
And I'm sure that makes for an interesting mix in the music of the two of you. You know, I'm not sure how to phrase this question, but I'll throw it out to both of you. What do you think the other member of the group adds to what you're doing that you wouldn't have on your own as a soloist?
It's a good question. I think we've thought about this before, though. I think so. It won't be hard to answer. I think Amy adds, like, just raw, intense emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Like driving the guitar really hard, that hard strumming, yeah. And moving around on stage in our live shows, and that kind of raw passion. Whereas when I was playing solo, I'd be much more reserved, more heady, probably. So she brings that guts to it. You know?
Well, I can't play lead at all, and Emily does that, and I don't know how to sing harmony either. So I'm pretty much just like a waste case without Emily, definitely.
I feel the same way. So.
That's very funny, but it's one of those, it's the word that comes to mind is synergy, you know, where one and one doesn't equal two, it equals three or four or five.
That's neat.
And that's surely the case with Indigo Girls. Why don't we play the first single from your album, which I just love. I mean, this song to the Indigo Girls is what I think part of the plan was to Dan Fogelberg or any other example you think of along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Closer to Fine, what can you tell us about it?
Well, it's a song about working out problems in life, but like trying to take things a little less seriously if you're very intense about things like I tend to be. It's about the fact that if you draw from different sources to answer your problems or your questions, then you're closer to finding a sense of balance in life, which is, to me, what it's all about. So
let's listen on Mixed Bag at WNEW-FM.